Welcome back to the third and final segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. As we put a bow on this episode and wrap things up, you also have a famous nephew who plays in Major League Baseball. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. Peter Fairbanks, my sister Jane's son, is the closer for the Tampa Bay Rays. And he is actually going to be, and I'm trying to get my schedule figured out. I think I'm going to go watch. They play the Royals on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then they're in St. Louis somewhere around the 5th of August. I can't remember exactly when. I don't know that I'm going to make that one. But a lot of family and friends will be at the games in St. Louis. So, yeah, he's done very well. He had a really rough April. Had a fantastic May, and he's pitching really well right now. He had a little nerve issue that he was dealing with, but he's playing very well. And then I've got another nephew that is playing for Minnesota State. And I don't know if you knew that or not, Matt. My brother Andy's son is the quarterback at Minnesota State. And he's led them to the playoffs the last couple of years. And hopefully they can do the same thing this year. He's up in Mankato, where Minnesota State is. They actually play. I'm going to miss one of the Mizzou games coming. Maybe the first Mizzou game or second, because he plays at Maryville, and so we'll be up at Northwest Missouri State and watch him play this fall. So that'll be fun. But he's playing very well. He's sending us a bunch of video and stuff because Mankato, that's where a lot of that flooding happened, and they're dealing with a lot of issues in Minnesota and Iowa and South Dakota right now. It's a really sad situation up there with all the water. So a lot of people have lost a lot of homes and businesses.
Yeah, definitely not a good thing. You're involved with a lot of different organizations within the Mexico community. Kind of your thoughts and feelings about the Mexico community as a whole, as we are right now today, to where kind of we were whenever you were growing up in Mexico.
Well, the big difference, of course, is the number of, there's several things. The AP Greens and National Refractors, it was Kaiser's back then. That was one of my summer jobs when I came back from the university, was I worked at Kaiser's and set brick. And, you know, the number of people that those businesses employed was huge. The hospital, the number of people that hospital employed was huge. And so the businesses downtown, for instance, Hagen's clothing store, they employed multiple people. Everybody wore suits. It was a fantastic business. They were pillars of the community. And some of that stuff has kind of, gone by the wayside. But I think we're hanging in there, but we need to continue to get new businesses in town. Housing has been a problem in Mexico, Missouri. We're trying to get, some of that stuff straightened around. But, we're a very resilient community. And when we need to get something done, there's people that can put it together to get it done. I know the hospital is a big thing right now. I don't know what's everything that's going on there, but I know that the county is working very, very diligently to try to get something put together. We've met with, obviously, Boone, and they've got a plan, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight. But we really need to get this hospital thing figured out, and that is what's going to keep our community, the older people here. It's going to allow us to grow, because if we don't have that, it's going to be difficult for us. But like I said, we're a resilient group, and I think, we'll be fine, but we've got some things we got to get straightened out.
Well said. We always end the Meet the Community with our wild card question. I know you're big into hunting. If you had the time and they said, today, Kirk, clear your schedule. We've got a trip for you. We're going to send you anywhere in the world on a hunting trip. Where would it be? Where would you be going?
Well, that's a great question. Anywhere in the world, if I wanted to pull my trigger a lot, I'd probably go to Argentina dove hunting.
Okay.
Yeah. But But I am going to Canada this fall duck hunting, and that is a fantastic time too. So that it'd be one of those two if I wanted to pull my trigger a lot. If I wanted to follow my dogs, I'd probably go to Texas or Oklahoma quail hunting.
All right, very nice. I appreciate you taking some time out with me this morning, and thanks for everything you do in the Mexico community.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Mr. Kirk Eckren's our guest this week on Meet the Community. You can tune in for another edition of Meet the Community at 8 a.m. right here on AM 1340 KXCO on Saturday morning.